Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. As we celebrate Independence Day weekend, I want to bring you a message which I think is vital for us to hear. From this Sunday's scriptures, we read in the epistles of the Romans, "Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, dear brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." St. Paul lays out a rather clear division. Are you with Christ? Do you live according to the Spirit? Or do you live according to the flesh, according to your latest whim of the moment? If so, St. Paul says, you will die. St. Paul is speaking both metaphorically and literally. Our lifetime orientation is a choice. Each day is a choice, indeed each moment. Exercising your free will, you can choose for Christ, or you can make so many other choices which ignore Christ and his church, or which are in themselves sinful. These days, so many people are worried. Some people believe that this current coronavirus and the current social unrest is a punishment. Even though we are slowly emerging from the pandemic, so many are so very worried about what will happen in the next months. Will my favorite restaurant close? Will the schools open in August? Will more people die? Is this all God's will? People feel powerless these days and don't know how they will survive. People observe what is happening in society without realizing the real power to overcome. We all have real power as agents of change. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen in the 1960s saw some of the evils which would be coming upon society in the 1960s and 70s, and he counted among them increasing numbers of abortion, the breakdown of the social fabric, divorces, crimes. He said that each American was equipped with weapons which are very powerful against social ills, two knees and two hands. He encouraged everyone to pray a full hour every day to combat what was coming upon society. Again, we might look at St. Paul's words to the Romans. No matter what happens in life, we need to stay with Jesus, to be with the church, if we want to be with the Spirit and avoid spiritual death or those many worries each day. Two knees and two hands. Powerful weapons as we kneel before our Lord, interceding for our families and for society, praying for a revival of the Holy Spirit throughout the land this July 4th weekend, reassuring us during difficult times. One of the ways to become more powerful in this battle is to stop being a lackluster Christian. Some people feel that they can make so many decisions in their relationship with God, and whatever they decide, however they act, is okay with the man upstairs. The problem is there is nothing in Jesus' words or the Bible which says this. Indeed, Jesus' last words were to enjoin the apostles to go forth into all nations and to baptize new followers into the church. Those who choose to go it alone without guidance, formation, and the grace of the church may put themselves at risk of making the wrong choices, of putting the eternal salvation in peril. With all the worries we have right now, we have these strong weapons, two knees and two hands. If you have been a stranger to the church for years, come back and discover your best defenses. You might just visit the church, or you might make a sacramental confession. If you have been going it alone, but have unbaptized children, whether they be newborn, 2 or 5 years old, bring them to the church to be baptized. Now, a priest needs assurances that the child will be raised Catholic, but if you know you won't be able to take them Sunday Mass and catechism, ask your parents or the child's grandparents to help you to make that commitment. If you are not in a sacramental marriage, talk to a priest who will be with you along the way to wholeness, to a fuller relationship with Christ. If you're worried about coronavirus, about work or school restarting, remember Jesus' words. He indeed wants a better relationship with you. He calls to you through today's gospel, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." This 4th of July weekend, come to him. Do not resist his grace. Let your faith be revived. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.